From Tidbits on November 5th, 2012, this is iOS 6.0.1 fixes bugs, but does it prevent excessive data usage? Written by Agen Schmitz. Apple has released iOS 6.0.1 with fixes for a grab bag of connectivity bugs. While no single fix in the list seems to take aim at correcting the unexplained hoovering of data through cellular networks, perhaps this collective group of fixes will help to mitigate the problem. Connectivity issues addressed include improved reliability when connecting to encrypted WPA2 Wi-Fi networks using the iPhone 5 and 5th generation iPod Touch, the addition of a consolidated used cellular data switch for iTunes Match, and resolution for an issue that prevented the iPhone from accessing a cellular network. On Adam Ank's iPhone 5, however, Wi-Fi, which had been working fine under iOS 6.0, failed to work at all under 6.0.1 until the device was powered down and rebooted. The update also fixes a problem where horizontal lines could be displayed across the keyboard, a bug affecting Exchange meetings, a bug that prevented the camera flash from operating, and a passcode lock bug that could allow passbook pass details to be viewed from the lock screen. A couple of WebKit security vulnerabilities were also closed. The update does not fix a bug that causes audio, such as an iTunes U lecture, to start playing unexpectedly after iOS uses other audio, such as playing an alarm sound. iOS 6.0.1 is compatible with the following models: iPhone 5, iPhone 4S, iPhone 4, iPhone 3GS, 3rd generation iPad, iPad 2, 5th generation iPod Touch, and 4th generation iPod Touch. We presume the iPad mini and 4th generation iPad will ship either with iOS 6.0.1 or we'll update to it immediately. You can update either via iTunes on a computer or via an over-the-air update on compatible iOS devices. Initiate the update in Settings, General, Software Update. However, iPhone 5 owners looking to update wirelessly will first need to download another app called Updater for iPhone 5 before downloading iOS 6.0.1, as the iPhone 5 is unable to wirelessly install software updates over the air under iOS 6.0. This app, which shows up as iOS Updater on the home screen, disappears once iOS 6.0.1 is installed. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Barebones, CrashPlan, Smile, and ScanSnap. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, subscribe to our podcast, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at Tidbits.com. I'm Adam Angston. Thanks for Agen for writing this up on the spot.